Now. Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
And welcome to Nighttime Talk with myself, AJ Walsh, filling in for Niall Boylan. We've got a packed programme ahead with a lot to get through between now and midnight. First, let's take a quick look at what has been a busy weekend in Dublin. A tragic incident in Malahide saw a man in his 60s fatally assaulted in a violent dispute at a housing estate, with a man in his 20s now in custody. A man in his late 20s remains in custody after three men were injured in a suspected knife attack in the North Dublin area of Stonybatter. Gardaí have said they were called to a serious incident in Stonybatter on Sunday afternoon, which was described by Irish Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan as a random attack. Three men were taken to hospital for treatment, where two of the men are being treated for serious but non-life-threatening injuries and the other for less serious injuries. Some good news though, and Ireland's rugby team continues to dominate the Six Nations after a convincing 32-16 win over Scotland at Murrayfield, keeping their Grand Slam hopes alive. Now on to tonight's discussions. First up, we're asking whether the Taoiseach should go ahead with the traditional St. Patrick's Day visit to Washington DC. Every year the Irish leader presents the US President with a bowl of shamrocks, but with growing criticism of recent American foreign policy, some believe it's time to reconsider. Others argue that diplomacy is more important than ever and that Ireland shouldn't turn its back on the relationship. What do you think? We'll also be looking at the controversy surrounding Senator Martin Conway after his recent arrest for public intoxication in Dublin. He has resigned from Fine Gael and is now going through a disciplinary process. But is that enough? Should he step down from the Shannon altogether, or is this being blown out of proportion? And later in the show, we have a letter from a listener that raises an important personal and societal question. Do we owe it to our parents to look after them in old age as people live longer and the cost of care rises? This is something that many families are grappling with. Is it a moral duty, or should the state take more responsibility? Plenty to talk about tonight, and as always, we want to hear from you. Get in touch, share your thoughts. 087 188 0008 is the all-important number to get in touch on WhatsApp. So first, Taoiseach Micheál Martin is facing growing criticism after confirming that he will be accepting an invitation to visit Washington DC for St. Patrick's Day if one is extended to him. His willingness to attend the annual event, which traditionally celebrates Irish-American relations, has sparked controversy in light of recent geopolitical developments. Opposition leaders and critics have called on Martin to reconsider, particularly following US President Donald Trump's meeting in Israel with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Many argue that attending the event would send the wrong message, giving ongoing tensions in the Middle East and concerns about the US administration's stance on international issues. Others believe that the Taoiseach should uphold Ireland's long-standing diplomatic tradition of engaging with American leaders regardless of political disagreements. And then there are further thoughts that perhaps he won't be invited at all, if you take into consideration the remarks made by members of our government about President Trump during the presidential campaign. I want to hear from you tonight. Should the Taoiseach travel to Washington for St. Patrick's Day, or would it be more appropriate to decline the invitation this year? What do you think? Let us know your thoughts on WhatsApp 087 188 0008 or get involved on social media on Facebook at Ireland's Classic Hits and on X at Classic Hits Radio. I'm going to go to Joe first. Joe, hi, how are you?
I'm not too bad, AJ. Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm not too bad. Nice to talk to you too. So what do you think about this whole situation?
Well, I think that the government here is after making a total kibosh of the whole situation. They're making total enemies of President Trump. And I think that if Micheál Martin does go over there, he needs to refrain his language a little bit, because himself and Simon Harris haven't been doing themselves any worthy of themselves in the last couple of months, given the fact that you have politicians in this country who are slagging off President Trump. And look, I would have no problem in going over. I think this has been going on for nearly, 35, 36 years?
Yeah, something like
that. As
far
as I know. So, if he does go over there, well and good. But if he goes over there, he needs to show a bit of cop on, because, as I said before, if you make an enemy of Donald Trump, you're going to walk yourself into a lot of trouble.
Yeah, it's not a good idea at all.
But see, the problem is, these American companies, American people and American businesses don't forget. They don't forgive and forget like the Irish do, And they do have long memories, because if you remember there years ago, you had all this carry-on about regarding Donald Trump, they were giving out about him, about the way he was carrying on, about all different issues. But, it's all right for politicians in this country to slag off slag off President Trump. But if you slag him off in a certain way, you're going to pay the price. And I think that, look, if he does go over there, it'll be a very short and sharp meeting. I don't think it'll be the Kale Mila Foyle to 100,000 welcomes like we see from other years, like, you know?
Yeah. Simon Harris has said that he thinks that what he had said before, he said, oh, I'm sure Donald Trump will take it in the jest that it was meant. He claims that his comments were said in jest. Do you think that would be the case?
No, not a hope. Donald Trump, as I said, President Trump, and I will call him by that title because he is the President of the United States of America, and he deserves that title because he was voted fairly by the American people. So, like, he deserves, like, he's not going to forget what Simon Harris and a few idiots in this country have said about him. So, I think, look, it's going to be a slog, but if he, as I say, if he goes over, he goes over. But if he don't go over there, it'll be his own fault because, you know, you make enemies of a man like President Trump, you're going to walk yourself into a lot of trouble. So,
do you think he'll be invited?
It's very hard to say, really. It's touch and go at the moment. If he does get an invite, I'd say it'll be American at this stage. But possibly what will happen is they probably will invite him. But I don't agree with this fact that other government ministers are travelling around the world, because if they had any respect for this country, they would be here in Ireland dealing with Irish issues.
It's certainly been something that I've heard of quite a few people saying before, that we spend a lot of money on sending the ministers away to different countries, and perhaps, like, the money could be better spent elsewhere.
You saw it last year and the year before. You sent over Eamon Ryan to China and other countries. And given the fact that he's supposed to be against this, he's supposed to be on for this situation.
You know, this environmental minister.
Like, it's a bit of a hypocrisy on his behalf to be travelling over there, given the fact that he's given out about people travelling on planes and everything like that, you know. So, I think it should be only just the Taoiseach who should go over there. But if he goes over there, look, we'll see what happens. But it's got to be touch and go. If he does get an invite, I'd say it'll want to be this week or next week, because
I was going to say, I wonder when they usually receive their invitation. I'm not au fait with that. Like, when do we...
Well, normally, I think as far as I know, they used to receive it in January, I think, as far as I know, because I remember over the years all the different Taoiseachs over
the list
years.
Coming out, and yeah, you'd read the list of where everybody was going. I remember
back on, I think it was the first week in January last year, the year before, they were already naming out the places where these ministers were going. Now, don't even ask me to remember these countries, because I wouldn't have a clue, you know.
They could be in the middle of
County Clare for all I know. I just wouldn't have. Look, as I say, I don't think they should be. The rest of them should be going over there, because I think that it's just a total embarrassment, because a lot of these ministers are already going over there to figure their own political agenda. Mm-hmm. And as far as Micheál Martin is concerned, look, if he goes over, he goes over. But I think the time is running out now, and I think if there's no invitation given by, say, next week or the week after, it's unlikely that he will be going over there, you know? It will be a political embarrassment, but Is it the Irish government's fault? Yes, it is, because they made enemies of a man that you don't mess around with, like, you know?
Yeah. Okay, Joe, let me go to Melissa. Stay there for me. Hi, Melissa. How are you doing?
Hi. Thank you for letting me speak this evening.
No, not at all.
Joe, I'm 100% with you. I'm a former councillor, and I can let you know months in advance to decide who goes on and where and what country. Months. In
all right.
Do they decide? As a former councillor, you would have to okay it at every local council level as to who was going from what county and area, be it their TDs or councillors. And millions are spent out of taxpayers' money. And let's remember, we only had a government formed. They went in one day, decided to back. They take an extra week, 5 weeks instead of four, for their holidays. Then they went back, broke up the Dáil twice in one day, and decided to take 2 more weeks off. And now,
they have
already, I can tell you, since last May, in every single council, it has been decided, because we used to have to vote on it in council, as a former Kilkenny councillor from 2014 to 2019, this came up many times of discussion within council that unfortunately didn't get out to the public. We did ask for cameras to be put out to the public in council in Kilkenny. Of course, we were turned down because they don't want the public knowing what actually goes on behind them closed doors of the St. Patrick's Day nominations of who goes where from Ireland and the money it costs. And they're like, and they get a holiday. They get a holiday. That's what they get. And the world, not just America, they go worldwide. Canada, China, you saw the Eamon Ryan one, but they go all over the world on the taxpayers' expense holiday.
Do you think then
partners.
That it's a waste of money, Melissa, or do you think that it's necessary to go as a representative
of
Ireland?
I think it's a waste of money.
A lot of councillors I've spoken to.
They don't represent the majority of people.
Yeah.
If you look at the referendum, and 79 people said no to the government of what they were doing of family and mother out of our Irish. Trump is very much on the same side of the Irish people, that referendum of no. I have actually started a campaign here in Ireland with Irish Americans in America to help share that Micheál Martin is not invited because he does not represent the Irish people here in Ireland. And I've started that campaign on X publicly and on X with Irish American and X follower areas. I've attached it to Elon Musk, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Trump himself not to invite Micheál Martin.
What sort of reception have you had to your campaign, Melissa?
It's going by days ago because I don't believe he represents us and shouldn't be handed to Micheál Martin on behalf of the Irish people, when he doesn't represent us, the Irish people, as a majority after that 79%. Like, look, he's stopping all the LGBT, the trans, everything he has done, exposing the USAID, which is linked to Ireland, and the likes of Micheál Martin. We had Fauci over here getting an award only a couple of months ago in Ireland, where he's up for question for crimes against humanity in America for the last 12 months, and the Irish people were giving him an award, and there's Micheál Martin standing alongside him. So I have given all this evidence over to America and saying, you know, this is not what represents the Irish Catholic people of our era, and I'm hoping I will get a and that he does not get an invite. And not
do you think that,
that
there
no
is people in
there,
do you think
it
that
should
there
not
is
be Micheál Martin?
Do you think that there are people in Trump's team that are actually watching Ireland and watching what we're doing and watching what's been said? Do you think that there are that they're
well,
aware?
Well, as a children health defence advocate in Ireland with Robert F. Kennedy's group, and that we are very aware they are watching and they are listening to us and privately messaging. And I spoke to John Robert F. Kennedy Jr. even on about what's going on. We don't even have a vaccine injury scheme in Ireland. It's all been brushed under a carpet. I've been letting them know of what's happening in Ireland. The Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is going to be the health minister of the whole of America, I have spoken to personally. And, you know, the 1 in 36 autism rates that he pulled up on his hearing to be the HHS of America came out of the north of Ireland. That's where those stats came from, of the north, the six counties of the north. That's where we shared that information with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. So, you know, I think they are watching us. We are in communications with them and we will continue. And I have started a campaign with Elon Musk, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Donald Trump not to invite Micheál Martin, who does not represent the majority of the people in Ireland, and we agree with him investigating the NGOs, and we're calling for the same here. And he
and
does
who,
not deserve
who
to
do
hand
you
over
think,
the Shamrock.
Who do you think should go to Washington for St. Patrick's Day? Because do you think that we should send a representative?
Oh, 100% send a representative, but one that represents the Irish people.
So who would you put forward?
And, well, I'd put myself forward first.
Fair.
But secondly, I'd put... secondly, I would put Malachy Stevenson forward, personally.
Okay, so that's who you put forward.
That's
I just want to go back to
forward.
Just want to go back to Joe there. Joe, have you been listening to Melissa? Who do you think...
I have.
Do you agree with what she's saying?
I certainly do agree with what she's saying, and I think she's talking total common sense, which is a great thing for once, you know. In fact, I would send over Niall Boylan.
I've heard of him, yeah.
Yeah, Niall Boylan, yeah, the man who does this show, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The name rings a bell.
I think
he would
make Malachy a great...
Well, maybe Malachy and Niall a double. They could go as a couple.
Another name that was suggested there too. Unfortunately, I don't know whether he's in jail or not, but I'm hoping he's not, is Enoch Burke and the Burke family. Because
well, I would
think
love
that
Enoch
been,
to be there. Yeah.
Yeah, but I think they've been tarnished.
Because
they've been tarnished by the woke media in this country and the corrupt political establishment. You know?
Okay.
I don't agree. So, yeah, I would. And I tell you, they do a better job than would as well.
Definitely up in the running.
Interesting yeah. thoughts, guys. Thank you so much for that. I'm going to have to go to the ads now. But, guys, if you do want to get in touch on this, it's 087-188-0008 is the number for WhatsApp. Welcome back to Nighttime Talk with myself, AJ Walsh, filling in for Niall Boylan. We are talking about Micheál Martin, and he's facing growing criticism after confirming that he will be accepting an invitation to visit Washington, D.C. for St. Patrick's Day if one is extended to him. I'm going to go to Billy now. Hiya, Billy. How are you doing?
Hello, AJ. How are you?
I'm not too bad. So what do you think?
You're keeping the seat warm for him.
I am. Yeah. Just for a minute.
AJ, I think we should have a song contest to decide who goes to...
That's a good idea.
Who goes to Washington after the last two suggestions. There are some crazy suggestions. But anyway, look, I don't think Micheál's going to get invited.
Do you not?
Simon Harris. I think Simon Harris, when he was Taoiseach, calling Donald Trump a gowl was the biggest political own goal a politician has pulled in this country in quite some time. I think the government over the last 12 months has alienated itself. It's put itself against America and its biggest ally, Israel. It's really pissed off the American right. And, you know, if Micheál gets the invitation and goes, fair enough. He should take his medicine, because let's be honest, American companies employ nearly 400,000 people in this country directly, which is about a fifth of the workforce through American companies, and indirectly probably that again, if not more. And if he doesn't get an invite, well, he, you know, his coalition partner set that up for him by calling Donald Trump a gowl.
You think? Okay. So you don't actually think that he will get invited?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so. And if he does, I think he's going to be put in the naughty step, and he will, he'll be told what's what.
But see, I think I would be surprised if he doesn't get invited. I just feel like he's going to, because I just think that it's such a tradition now. And I don't know. I just feel like the invitation will be extended. I'm going to go to David. David, what do you think?
What do I think? I think Ireland are incredibly stupid, and they have been. Michael D. Higgins, he made such an ignorant remark when he said Ireland isn't an anti-Semitic country. It is a massively anti-Semitic country. It always has been. You know, it's ludicrous. And what politicians in both Ireland and the UK have been saying, you know, Lammy, Starmer, they are all complete idiots. They are such lightweights. The difference between Trump and all these people is that Trump's a businessman.
Yeah.
He knows how to get a deal, and that's what he does. None of the Micheál Martin and all these other idiots, Starmer, they've never run anything. They've never achieved anything. They've never done anything. All they've ever done is screwed up and a bit of student union politics, and that's all they understand. They're complete lightweights, total waste of space. If you look at back 4 years ago when Trump did his last time as president, the world went from near nuclear war to peace and quiet. Korea, they were, when Trump took over from Obama, Korea were firing missiles at, towards Japan, testing, and Trump went there, and he went to see Rocket Kun or whatever his name was, and he put a lid on the whole thing. When one of the State Department officials was in Afghanistan with Trump, he was sitting there negotiating with the Taliban, and Trump said, "We want to pull out, an orderly pull out, and nobody's going to get hurt. And if not, I'll kill you." And the interpreter was told to put this over to the Taliban, and the interpreter was, you can't do this. And Trump just took from his pocket a photograph of the man's house, a satellite image of the man's house, and gave it to him.
Okay.
Now that I believe that is allegedly a true story told by a State Department official.
Allegedly a true story.
Who was present at the time.
Okay. And with that being said, David, do you think, going back to the original topic, do you think that that Micheál Martin is going to be invited?
Trump isn't a petty man. He may well invite him, but he has no respect for the man.
Yeah, I do think he will be invited. I think you're right. I think he's not going to be petty, and I think he will be invited. And then, do you think
he's not petty? Yeah, he's not petty with any. Mm. He's a man. He's been in business long enough. You know, he's been around the block once or twice. He has done deals with every shade of charlatan around the planet. And all that matters is the deal at the end of the day.
Yeah. Billy, have you been listening to David there? What do you think?
Yeah, I don't agree with a lot of what David says.
Yeah.
I do agree with the comment on student union politics. And, you know, there is a big dose of student union politics in Dáil Éireann. The people who are calling for Micheál Martin to reject an invitation if it comes are the biggest student union politicians on the go. I think if Micheál was to reject it, it would be a massive, massive own goal, a massive, massive mistake. But, you know, if it comes and if Micheál goes, he's going to have to take his licks. There's things that David said there that I agree with, but not everything. I think, you know, Trump is a bit of a charlatan himself, David, in fairness. If you look at property deals that Trump did in New York in the 1980s and early 1990s, people who were never paid for their contractual obligations for doing buildings for Trump, there's plenty of examples of it. So he is a bit of a charlatan. If you look at the Trump casino in New Jersey that went bankrupt, if you look at Fred Trump giving money through the casino doors to Trump to get around the IRS taxation. There's plenty of examples out there, and they're all legitimately documented. You can disagree with me if you wish, but they're there.
If they're legitimately documented, they're legal. Otherwise, they would be in court.
And they went legal. They went legal. They did go to court. People were awarded. Trump University, one of the biggest scams in history.
I must admit, I didn't follow that Trump University. I heard about it, but
go and read up on Trump University. I guarantee you, you will be absolutely mind blown.
But there's every businessman.
Trump Airlines, Trump States. But David, I'm not here to debate Donald Trump. Obviously, I'm not a fan. No. However, Donald Trump is the democratically elected president of the United States.
Yeah,
the head of Irish, the Irish Taoiseach is going to start to choose when he attends the White House on an invitation from the U.S. government on the basis of whether the president is a Democrat or a Republican. Ireland Inc. is shooting itself in the foot and is going to do lasting damage to our brand in the United States, because whether we agree with them or not, at least 50% of the American people vote Republican or have done in the past. So we're going to be shooting ourselves in the foot. And as I said, there's nearly 400,000 people directly employed by American companies in Ireland.
So
what's more important is those 10 companies that employ those 400,000 people in Ireland, they constitute Ireland's credit, if you it's the fact that it's solvent. If mm-hmm. Trump
through corporation tax and through PAYE gained from the employees of those companies, it does make up a massive amount of the tax base. One other point to raise Howard Lutnick, who's the new Secretary of Treasury in the US, does not like Ireland. He does not like our tax practices. He does not like our local politics, and he does not like our stance on certain international incidents that are going on at the moment. He is not a fan of Ireland, and the Irish American lobby that has been there for the last 100 years is whittling away. They're getting old. They're retiring. Joe Biden is probably the last of that Irish American.
Well, I would say Kennedy is a very, very strong Irish American. Is he not? The Kennedy family were big, big Irish Americans, are they? Are they not?
Well, RFK, yes, but in terms of the Democratic Irish American politicians would have backed Ireland, I don't think RFK has that strong link that his uncle and his father would have had.
I've just got a text back to what I was talking about with Melissa, and it says that America is aware and not pleased with Ireland right now. Items identified is Ireland's behaviour towards Israel, Ireland's politicians' attitudes towards President Trump, awareness of the Irish media and how they portray President Trump and his government. And Vice President Vance also spoke about Ireland recently and the US concerns about the proposed hate speech laws. So it would seem that what I'm hearing is that America are very much aware of how Trump has been spoken about and they're not happy with certain things that we're doing. But I still think that despite all of that, I still think that we will get an invitation to go over there for St. Patrick's Day because...
Trump isn't a petty man. He's not. He's quite happy to be a charlatan and do a deal.
Yeah. I'm just going to go to Alan, guys. Stay with me there. I'm just going to go to Alan. Alan, hi, how are you?
Hey, AJ.
How are you doing? You okay?
Yeah, I'm doing well. I just think that the whole situation is a damned if you do and damned if you don't. We have a bunch of politicians in Ireland who jump on the bandwagon of modern political discourse, which is leading us down a pathway of stupidity. And they're trying to deal with a man who's out bringing about a reformation in that way of thinking. And I think Donald Trump should decline the offer to have the Irish government over there because it's a tankless nonsense.
Sorry, say that again, Alan. You think that we should decline an offer if we get invited? Is that what you said? Sorry.
The president should rescind the offer. He shouldn't offer Ireland the shamrock. It should be all done away with. That's all for a bygone age. That's all pointless nonsense.
You don't think that it's good for relations and, you know, just relations between the countries?
Well, if you look at what the comments that were made about Donald Trump, and I'm no fan of Donald Trump, by the way.
Yeah.
But I think he needs to show the Irish elite over here who's running the shots and not allow that kind of attitude where he is seen as... the whipping boy for the lefty majorities in Ireland.
Billy, were you listening to Alan there?
I was listening to Alan. And look, the one point that I'd make is that for Ireland, name one other country that gets an audience with the American president once a year.
Israel. Britain.
Not on a designated... Not
Australia.
On a day.
Not New Zealand, American, sorry. South America, Peru, France.
Alan. Are you done?
I am.
You okay, finished your list,
you,
Alan.
On a designated day every year, Alan. St. Patrick's Day.
That's all I know. That's only our tuppence, right, me shy.
I think your opinion is off. That's another story, Alan.
Who wants to listen to a Taoiseach giving a bowl of shamrock? We can't even eat it.
Well, Alan, it's sitting down with the most powerful individual in the world for a dedicated hour, and a country of 5 million people having the ability to sit down with that person and put across a case for this country.
Well, I don't think he's going to listen to the Irish.
He's had
enough of them with their pro-anti-Israeli attitude and their pro-Palestinian obsession.
Mm-hmm. And I agree with you on that. He probably
you
has.
You think we would be pro-Jewish with the way they're the only democracy in the Middle East, and they have gay rights, and they have all them other issues going for them.
The first chief rabbi of Israel being the former chief rabbi of Ireland, and also being referred to as the Sinn Féin rabbi during the War of Independence. So,
yeah.
Okay, let me go to Cormac. I've got Cormac on the line.
His grandson is president of Israel now as well.
Sorry, Billy, I'm just going to go to Cormac there. Hold on a second, Alan. Hiya, Cormac. How you doing? Welcome to Nighttime Talk.
Thank you very much. I'm doing very well.
Good. So do you think that Micheál Martin should go to the White House on St. Paddy's Day, or do you think he's going to get invited?
Well, I have to declare that I worked on the Trump campaign for a couple of weeks, and I'm declaring now that I'm completely and utterly biased.
Okay, go for it. That's fine.
I used to respect Micheál Martin, and having met Simon Harris recently, I thought he was a breath of fresh air. But having seen what they're doing, staying in power with a man, Loat, who a tribunal over a 7-year period has found to be culpable of fraud, I will never ever vote for Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael again as long as I live, if they continue to trade with that man. Now, having said that, Micheál Martin should go, but I don't know how he has the gall to go. He has personally funded the national broadcaster with billions of funding, who have done nothing but castigate, denigrate and blaspheme Donald Trump for 7 whole years. And if I was Micheál Martin, I'd bring a metal guard with me, because if I was Donald Trump, I would castigate him. We're funding a national broadcaster who has done nothing but denigrate, insult and blaspheme Trump for 7 years in a row, every day, and it's continuing. Now, can you imagine any country funding their national broadcaster with billions of euros, and they spend their time castigating a potential president of the United States whose trade we depend on? That's how stupid Irish politicians are. We had a minister for communications, transport and green boxes, and he never once intervened despite numerous requests for him to get onto RTE and force them to be unbiased in their coverage of United States politics. We had a reporter based in Washington who 3 days before the election said Kamala Harris was going to walk the election, when everyone on the street knew that Trump was going to win. This person is now still on RTE denigrating Trump after she was in Washington for years analyzing politics over there, and she forecast a Kamala Harris landslide 2 days before the election, and we're still paying her to broadcast on the United States politics. This country is a joke. In fact, I correspond with Elon Musk, and my family and I have issued an invitation to him to come over to Ireland if I could get permission for him to audit this government, and we won't be building bicycle sheds or buying curtains for over £1 million. We need Musk and Trump in Ireland. This country is a joke, and the two-party leaders in power are dealing with what a tribunal has found to be a man culpable of fraud. That's the state this country is in at the moment, and that's the state the United States was in before Trump got power. Now, let's hear any response to what I've just said.
Alan, do you want to say, were you listening to Cormac there? What do you think about what he just said?
Hold on.
You okay, Alan?
I just think the whole concept of Donald Trump is a man who is on a warpath with the economics of America, and he's overturning the consensus of the neoliberal agenda. And we're going to find that Donald Trump is going to poison a lot of people with this economics. And the Irish people shouldn't be buttering up to him, and he shouldn't butter up to the Irish because they've nothing to give him. He's a failed businessman.
The American people voted to get rid of your far-wing left liberals who have destroyed the United States by letting in over 20 million illegals into the country. And where do you think they're going to go when Trump deports them? Ireland is the first stop on the way out of the United States. Think about that.
Well, I think that with everything that Donald Trump is like, we have 4 years of Trump economics, and we're going to have a bankrupt economy at the end of this 4 years. And
who's going to be bankrupt?
America. And he's going to fuck up a lot.
Are you for real? He just saved $300 billion in the first 10 days of his administration.
He took the money out of education.
Take the money
out
of the poor. Are you for real? What money has he taken off the poor? You just made a statement.
Well, there's been funding cut on the cancer research. I'm answering it. There was funding cut on the cancer research from the Department of Health. Elon Musk is slashing and burning ordinary workers in the job service. And a lot of
Could I ask you a question in a reasonable manner?
Yeah.
Why is the United States responsible for European funding of health authorities? Don't the European Union step in? Why don't the European
Union... I'm not talking about European health. I'm talking about American health service. Yeah, there's millions
what
being
are you
taken off.
The American health service is in tatters under his policy. It's a failure.
Oh. Well, I would agree.
Donald Trump has won the greatest election in American history. No former president has ever been re-elected, and he did it in a landslide.
I would say he got in by fraud.
So your liberal transgender agenda is dead. There's a new world order.
I agree with you. I don't accept...
There's a new world order.
I agree with you on that level.
Thank you, guys. I'm just going to have to go to the ads. Billy, I will come to you after the break. The number for WhatsApp, 087-188-0008. Welcome back to Nighttime Talk. Billy, I was just about to go to you there. You wanted to come back and say something to Cormac.
Is Alan still on the line?
Alan's gone. I think he had something stuck in his throat, bless him.
Was it Cormac was the last gentleman on?
It was Cormac and Alan. They were both on.
Cormac, okay. So the gentleman who was very pro-Trump is just had some questions.
That's
number
Cormac.
One, he said... Cormac, he just said that Trump was blasphemed by the Irish media. Trump is not a deity. He can't be blasphemed. Only God or the prophets or Jesus can be blasphemed. So Trump can't be blasphemed. Again, just for clarification. Number two, he was vehemently defending Trump and castigating Michael Lowry. Trump is a convicted felon. So, you know, he's about the same on the scale as Lowry would be. There was a third point there, but it's gone. I just got so confused. It's two boys arguing so much. So, yeah, just to call those two out to him. I'm sure he's bullying at the thought of those being pointed out. Anyway.
Cormac, do you want to come back to Billy there?
I'm not. I don't think I'm on the phone anymore.
Oh, yeah, no, you're here, Cormac. Yep.
Well, what you said is just a fabrication. Trump is not a felon. The case has been dismissed against him. And by the way, hold on a second. Let me respond. Trump is not a felon. He has a right of appeal and the case has been dismissed. What was your other point?
You're confusing two cases. His conviction in
New
York.
You're talking about the case.
The Stormy Daniels case. He's a convicted felon, my friend.
No, he's not a convicted felon. That is a complete and utter lie.
Please be factual, Cormac. He is a convicted felon.
I am being factual. You need to do your research.
I did.
He is not a felon. He made a settlement in that case, and there was no charges levied against him. The New York case has been dismissed, and even if it wasn't, he has a right of appeal. That case was set up by Biden's Department of Justice, which was more corrupt than Michael Lowry.
He's a convicted felon. I'm sorry.
He's not a convicted felon. He is not a convicted felon. I'm telling you, he is not a convicted felon. The cases have been dismissed.
I'm reading it right here. The punishment might have been dismissed, but the conviction was not. He's a convicted felon.
He's not a convicted felon. He has a right. He has a right of appeal to that case.
I do believe that he is a convicted felon. I do believe that he is, Cormac.
Thank you, AJ.
That's all right, Billy.
He is not a convicted felon until his appeal is heard.
Hold on a second.
He has a right to appeal that case after his term of office.
Talk facts.
You are not convicted of being a felon.
The second fact is you refer to Trump being blasphemed by Irish media. You can't blaspheme an individual.
That was a euphemism for denigrating a man who espouses Christian values. It was a euphemism. Do you know what that means? By the way, you're wrong. I could declare myself a minister of state tomorrow, a minister of Christianity tomorrow. And if anybody criticised me, I could say I was blasphemed. So don't start talking dictionary talk to me. You're clutching at straws.
At least I have.
You know I was using the word as a euphemism.
To concede when you've explained yourself. However, with the felon, you're wrong. He is a felon, but he is the president of the United States.
He's not a felon. He is not a convicted felon until his appeal is heard.
Okay, I'm going to go to Mike now. I've got Mike waiting on the line. Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Hi, yeah. How are you?
And Larry is not a crook until his case is heard.
Cormac, I'm just going to go to Mike now. Hi, Mike. How are you doing? Welcome to the conversation. So what do you think? Do you think that Micheál Martin should go to Washington for Paddy's Day?
Well, to be a tough ride for him if he do go there, like, because Trump will eat him for his breakfast. Without a shadow of a doubt, like, Trump will cut him in two halves, like.
In what way?
I'm so so disappointed in the likes of Harris to come up with that kind of a statement, and he just leader of Fine Gael, however long he was leader. But in all fairness, you think you would have a bit of matter between their ears and have a bit of common sense. But it was ridiculous the way the media were cutting on Trump. And like as I said, you know, when you're the likes of Bonos, when you're the likes of Bonos saying that he'd drive off a cliff if Trump got elected, and nobody ever took him up on it, AJ. But what really, can you imagine any poor person suffering with a bit of mental illness? And this little pompous Dick DeVries coming out with a statement like that. And like, I'd have put my house on Trump to win the election. Because I knew, like, put Trump and Kamala Harris there together. So, Lord God Almighty, she couldn't talk. She might be a highly educated woman that spent years in college. But when they spoke about the economy, she could not talk. Or my mother grew up in the bad area. And she couldn't talk about the economy. Where Trump? Look what Trump said. Look what won the election for Trump. He came out and what I was surprised is that no politician here in Ireland came out with it and said, look, the amount of young people there now that can't get on the property ladder because they can't earn enough money in the banks. And Trump came out with the statement that anybody that worked overtime would be cash in the hand to the employer and the employee. Look what that's going to do to the economy. Look what that's going to do to young people that won't be paying whatever it is, 40-something percent if they work over their 40 or if they, over their income line. So, you know, that, and I have great admiration for Trump because he's not perfect. He's no holy Joe, but he's a self-learned man, you know, and he has made faults. But, like, look at the money and where I'm from there now, the last time he was in power, and there's a lot of Yanks come down to Kerry. And they'd be passing, I used to have a shop there, and they'd be passing the shop, and I'd ask them how they were getting on with their new leader and all that. They were happier, they felt safer. The 99% of the people that I asked, and that they had more money in their pocket. So, like, there has been, even from the first time he was leader of America, there was a pile of bad talk about him, he this and he that, and they get involved in his personal life, didn't and all that, like, and like, but, you know, so that's it. But I think that Micheál Martin will learn he'll think of his trip to Washington on Paddy's ear by the time Trump will be finished with him. Mm-hmm. Simple as that. That's my speakiness. Maybe I'm talking rubbish, but just as being commonsensical about the whole thing, like, and but I'm so surprised and disappointed in Harris to come out with that statement, like,
yeah,
and to be the leader of a government party.
Yeah, I hear you, Mike. Thank you for your point. Thank you, Mike. Okay, we've only got a couple of minutes left. Right. Cormac and Billy, I'm just going to come to you if you just want to give me, Cormac, if you could just give me your last words on the topic there.
Well, my last words is that last gentleman who spoke the truth. If anyone thinks that the United States is responsible for funding healthcare throughout the world and sending $14 billion to Tanzania for transgender studies, they're living in cloud cuckoo land. We had Biden, a supposed Catholic, the greatest abortionist in the history of mankind, allowing 25 million illegals into his country. Where do you think they're going to end up? In Ireland. He also sanctioned the operations on children under 6 years of age in certain states in the United States to be transgenderized. This is a guy who goes for communion. I'm ashamed to say Biden was Irish. He has almost wrecked the free world, and he's an absolute charlatan.
Okay. Thank you for that, Cormac. And Billy, to you, just your last words on the topic there.
I think, as I said at the start, if Micheál Martin goes to Washington, he probably will get eviscerated by Donald Trump. There's a certain amount that is... I don't agree with everything. Actually, I don't agree with the majority of what Cormac says, but I do agree that the media in Ireland was very one-sided in its portrayal of the US general election. I believe the media had its preferred candidate and they wanted Kamala Harris to win. And it was quite unbalanced in the majority of outlets. The gentleman you're sitting in the hot seat for obviously is an ardent supporter of Donald Trump. So obviously he had his political biases. So just on the felonies, 36 felonies, May 31st, 2024. I'd say you need to go read up on that. I'll leave it at that, AJ. Thank you.
That's lovely. Thank you so much, everyone. Thanks for getting in touch tonight that we were talking about Micheál Martin and should he go to Washington for St. Paddy's Day. So the majority of people say, yes, he should go. It's a time for, you know, alliances between America and Ireland, but it's just whether or not he will get invited. It just remains to be seen. OK, I'm going to go to the news now. Keep the texts coming in, the WhatsApps coming in, 087-188-0008. We'll be back after this.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.